This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to be in position for a fifth term in power Wednesday, as results from a tight parliamentary election showed his Likud party and right-wing allies in the best position to form a coalition government. With 97% of the ballots counted, Likud stood even with the centrist Blue and White Party, led by former military chief Benny Gantz. Both sides claim victory in the hours after the voting ended. Netanyahu also faces an ongoing criminal investigation. U.S. Attorney General William Barr returns to Capitol Hill Wednesday to testify before lawmakers a day after he declined to discuss any specifics of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation.
We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
That's Barr talking about the report he intends to send to members of the Congress. Barr is scheduled to speak at the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on his department's 2020 budget. That was the topic during Tuesday's session before the House panel, when Barr testified for the first time since issuing a summary of the special counsel's findings. Barr faced criticism from Democrats who suggested he had acted to shield President Trump from the full weight of the probe's conclusions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads for Washington Wednesday, a day before he meets with President Trump. Moon said previously he hoped his trip to the U.S. would revitalize stalled talks with North Korea that collapsed after Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S., Britain, and Norway are demanding that Sudanese authorities deliver a credible plan for political transition, as deadly demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a fourth day. The three Western countries said that failing to offer a transition plan risked causing greater instability. The Sudanese people are demanding a transition to a political system that is inclusive and has greater legitimacy. The European Union will grant Britain another delay to leave the EU, according to a draft statement by the bloc's national leaders. Anna Brevin reports British Prime Minister Theresa May is aggressively trying to keep the Brexit plan alive.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Brevin reporting. And another blow to President Nicolas Maduro, the Organization of American States, voting Tuesday to recognize an opposition envoy as Venezuelan ambassador to the group. Tuesday's vote outraged Maduro's government, which called it a criminal and rampant violation of international law and the OAS Charter. The United States and about 50 other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. The number of measles cases continues to climb at an alarming rate here in the U.S., forcing some officials to take unusual action. In response to the outbreak in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in New York City, officials on Tuesday declared a health emergency. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Most of the cases are in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn.
The message today for all New Yorkers is to take measles seriously.
This is the largest outbreak in New York since 1991.
The only way to stop this outbreak is to ensure that those who have not been vaccinated get the vaccine.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says anyone who refuses to get a measles vaccine could be fined $1,000.
It's crucial for people to understand the measles vaccine works.
That was Ed Donahue reporting. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.